This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern. It's now the second quarter of 2016, but more importantly for state budgeting, it's the beginning of the fourth quarter, and still no dollars are flowing from state coffers to public colleges and universities such as Illinois State. With us, as he is every month during Sound Ideas, is Illinois State President Larry Dietz. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Willis. Good to be with you.
Deans and department heads, and I know this is getting to be old hat. We talk about it every month, but now we're moving into a new phase where deans and department heads are being told to plan for a 22.25% reduction in funds from the amount most recently allocated to the university. But the overall cut is really more like 4 to 5% because state appropriations reduced by slightly more than the 22% totals $16.5 million, which is what is being slashed from the overall $423 million university budget. Now, 4 to 5% sounds a lot more manageable than 22%. Am I characterizing this accurately?
Well, the 4 to 5% certainly would be, but we lost money last year, and we've received no money this year. And so basically, we have a 100% reduction in our budget this year. We're now in the 10th month in FY16 operating appropriations from the state without any money at all and without our monetary award program being funded, which affects another roughly 4,000 students and is another price tag of about $15 million. And so we're making as strong a plans as we can, given the lack of information that we have. But, up until about 2 weeks ago, we could say that we weren't the only state in the union that didn't have a budget. Pennsylvania didn't have a budget for all this time either. But 2 weeks ago, they finally came to a compromise between their governor and their General Assembly and came to a conclusion that resulted in some decisions with a commitment to do a longer-term planning process that would impact us. In my estimation, we need to be moving in that direction.
Yeah, and I want to look at the statewide picture in just a little bit. ISU Vice President for Finance and Planning Greg Ault was on the show yesterday, and he talked about what a 31% reduction would look like, because that is the besides the 100% you already alluded to, 31% is the greatest reduction planning figure that was floated by Governor Rauner a year ago. Here's what Ault said.
Our reductions could be almost $23 million, worst case. And so we already have the $16.5 million identified and planned for, and departments are accommodating that into their budget process. But in order to go to a 31% scenario, that means we have to come up with several more million dollars of reductions. And so in that case, you would see a very drastic reduction in deferred maintenance items. We would reduce that kind of spending almost entirely to just health and safety related issues. And then ultimately, if those were not sufficient to manage those cuts, then we would have to consider, are there other savings in personnel that we'd have to start thinking of ways to perhaps manage that? But we've not done that at this point because it's been no requirement for it.
So how far away are you from having to look at personnel reductions beyond the 94, which have occurred so far mostly by not filling vacancies?
Well, right now we're in, our strong enrollment has really helped us considerably. Our good planning helps us as well. Our conservative spending, Greg Ault and his staff and all the vice presidents, for that matter, have been very good at planning and very conservative. All of our deans have been involved with this process. And so right now we are continuing to rely on attrition, natural attrition from the institution, which is occurring through retirements, people taking other jobs, many moving and so forth. And so we would want to pursue that point as much as we could right now. Currently, we don't perceive having any furloughs or layoffs, but again, every day that this goes on is another day that impacts the planning process. And so we want to preserve our most important aspect of the university. We want to serve our students and preserve as many positions as we can to serve those students and teach those students. And so right now our plan is through attrition, but again, we're hopeful that the governor and the General Assembly will come together on a budget and let us move on.
So if I'm an employee of Illinois State University, if I'm also a faculty member here, I'm wondering exactly at what point in this game without a state budget does ISU start going to furloughs and layoffs? Have you made that determination yet?
Well, you know, everybody wants a specific date, and the bottom line is that these are all moving targets. It's a much more complex process than that. But we have tried very hard to protect the academic enterprise, which is basically the faculty in the classroom. And these 90 positions, I think it's up to 94 now that we have not filled, those are all predominantly staff positions. So we're trying to protect the classroom enterprise as long as we can.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kernan. We're visiting today with Illinois State University President Larry Dietz. The university seems to be heading down the same budget planning path it took last year, at least when it comes to expectations from Springfield. None of those expectations manifested itself last year or since. So isn't it foolhardy to follow that same path again this year?
Well, I don't know about foolhardy. I think everybody is struggling to try to figure out the right path to go. My sense, I guess, is that we need people to get together in a room and begin to compromise on these issues so the citizens of the state can be served. We have prospective students and their parents that are making decisions, and they have been for the last several months, about where to go to school. And many of them are choosing to go out of state because they think that the state of Illinois doesn't care enough about them to have a budget in place. And frankly, that's the message that, whether it's intended or not, that's a message that's being received. So we can't continue to just kick the can down the road on this. We need some compromise, and all the presidents of all the universities are willing to be a part of the discussion around that, but we also need longer-term financial planning so we don't go from crisis to crisis. We didn't get in this financial situation in the state of Illinois in 1 year, and we're not going to be able to get out of it in 1 year, but we've got to start the process right now with the decision on FY16.
In fact, next week you're going to be speaking to the State Appropriations Committee, the Senate Appropriations Committee at the State Capitol. What do you plan to tell them that might get their attention and actually cause something to happen beyond maybe what you just said?
Well, we have a great story to tell here. We have a very strong academic institution. Last year we were in 9 national rankings. We're now in 11 national rankings, including U.S. News and World Report. We're also in Money Magazine, the Kiplinger Letter, lots of rankings about the quality of the academic program and the services that we provide. So we have been a sound investment for the state of Illinois. We can want to continue to have that sound investment, to continue the quality that we've become known for. But we can't do it all on our own. We need some state dollars to help us out. And I think the other institutions in the state would have a variation on that theme. But nevertheless, our story is a strong one. Students are voting with our feet. Our enrollment projections for this next fall anticipate that we'll be as strong as we've been for the last 2 years, which has been an increase. Our Moody's and Standard & Poor's bond rating system, the credit system. We have a very strong credit rating system. Our debts are low. We have been spending very conservatively, and so we just think we're a darn good investment for the state. I don't know what else they would expect since we've been in these 11 national rankings. We could probably get a little better than that, but we certainly could get a lot worse than that with no state investment.
Do you feel any sort of pressure, being that the status of Illinois State is so well recognized within state government, or at least you hope that it is, that perhaps the lawmakers and the governor might look to you and say, you know, when things start getting shaky at ISU, then we really got to pay attention, because ISU is so well off that if it's getting bad there, it must be horrible everywhere else.
Well, I would hope that they would come to that conclusion. I talk on a regular basis, actually once a week, with my colleagues, presidents of other institutions, and I feel terrible for my sister institutions and the situation that they're in. We are in better shape than that, but the bottom line is that all of us bring important part to the higher education system within the state of Illinois. We all have different missions and different student populations that we serve, but the quality of higher education in Illinois has had a terrific legacy of being very high quality. All of that is being threatened right now by indecision.
You mentioned the 4,000 ISU students who get the Monetary Award Program or MAP funding. So far, you've been able to guarantee those awards even without state support. How close are you to turning around from that stance and walking away from that guarantee?
Well, we don't plan on turning around from our commitment to those individuals. If we don't receive any money at all in FY16, and that for us would be about $88 million. That's a huge amount of money. We would plan to this fall for the MAP students that are coming in. If we don't have any money for the fall, we would plan to cover them as well. But we're not sure that we can cover them without any sense of not being repaid by either the state or by students at some point in time. But these MAP students have done nothing wrong. They're just as intelligent as the non-MAP students. They just are just as motivated by the non-MAP students. The only thing that's happened to them is that they have simply happened to come from families that don't have as much money. And in my estimation, the state really needs to address this population. But the larger picture, addressing this population through the passage of a budget and full MAP.
So what you're saying about the funding for the fall is that you are going to guarantee the MAP awards for this fall, but it must come with some sort of a guarantee that the state funding will be there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we may throw in a caveat with some of those awards in the fall that this is your anticipated MAP award. Depending upon what the state does, we'll determine whether or not by the end of the fall semester, we'll determine whether or not we need to collect that from the individual students or not. But right now, we're planning for that not to be an inhibitor in terms of enrollment for the fall.
Is there a way you can spread out the pain among the 4,000 and maybe they only get 50% of what they ask for or something like that?
Well, I think, you know, the state needs to address that issue. It's the state's program. We're simply the recipients, or should be the recipients, of the money that the state has traditionally appropriated for that. But that's really a question of the state.
There's a new study out from the Stevenson Center for Economic Development here at Illinois State. It measures the economic impact of ISU at nearly 9,000 jobs in the community. That includes the 3,000 or so positions that are direct employment of students, faculty, and staff, as well as the spinoff jobs, and what these people spend and produce on goods and services. Hassan Mohammadi of ISU's Economics Department is one of the people who did the study, and Mohammadi says the total impact is close to $833 million a year.
ISU's share is about 7.5% of the value of goods and services that are produced in the county. So 7.5% is a pretty sizable number.
And that does not include the impact of sporting events, concerts, cultural events, and parent weekends or graduation weekends, which bring visitors community. So what to the community. So what does this data mean for ISU, and what should it mean for Bloomington Normal?
Well, essentially, the dollars that we have a multiplier effect in terms of the community, and our multiplier effect is about 1.5 times the amount of money that we have as a budget. And so that simply means that folks are buying groceries with those dollars. That impacts all the grocery stores. They're going out to eat in the restaurants, and that impacts the restaurants. A lot of those kind of implications would say that for most communities of our size that have a university in them, and for that matter, even the smaller institutions and the smaller communities in the state that have a university in that locale, is that universities are economic engines not only for that community, much larger than that community, because it impacts folks that are also commuting in from distances to work at the university. So it's more than just our university budget. When we don't have one of those, that means that these 94 people that I was talking about earlier, if they were employed by the university the way we'd been employing them before, they would be buying goods and services. So it's simply a multiplier effect that impacts local businesses, and it's really a more comprehensive look at the impact the university is having in the entire area.
How can this tool, if we want to call it that, be used in the fight for fair funding at the state capitol?
Well, I've got a meeting tomorrow in Springfield with a number of folks, I'm going to take it with me there next week during my appropriation hearings. I'll refer to it in the appropriation hearings. And I think some of my colleagues at other institutions have had similar kind of conversations. So it'll simply be the ISU story next week before the Appropriations Committee. But it's very, very important that people understand that it's not just the university's budget at stake here, but these other institutions have laid off people and furloughed people and so forth, it's fewer dollars to go around to buy goods and services in that area.
Larry Dietz is the president of Illinois State University. He visits with us about once each month during Sound Ideas. Thanks for being here today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.